There's growing support for career-focused education in high schools, including state and federal funding. Jobs are available in technical fields and skilled trades, but in this college application season, some business groups and educators say getting students to consider options outside of college is still a challenge. Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen reports.
On a recent Tuesday afternoon, a few high school students are measuring and cutting siding. They're building a house in the construction trades class at the Capital Area Career Center in Springfield, often referred to as CACC. Shelby Landers is one of the students hammering siding onto the front of the house.
I'm learning this so I could go out and work for a construction company and do something with carpentry or pick up a new trade after high school.
Landers says some of his classmates at Auburn High School, where he spends the mornings in class, don't get it.
Like, even back at my school, they think unless they go to CA, we're not very bright and stuff because we come here.
Part of the reason is that he doesn't plan to go to college. Getting the job he wants in carpentry or machine operation would mean getting a union apprenticeship instead. There's increasing support from both the federal and state government for programs like the one at CACC. The goal is to prep students for a job or more training after high school in fields that need skilled workers. But supporters say one persistent challenge is the laser focus on preparing kids for college, overcoming the idea that college is always the best option.
Parents come in and said, "My kid don't want to go to college." And when they said it like it was a bad thing.
Wes Amer is principal at Capital Area Career Center. He says he has to make the case that it isn't.
Not every kid is cut out to go to college, that this is what they want to do. This is their passion, and we need to support that passion. And that passion can lead to a great career, no college debt, typically a $25 to $30 an hour job that's going to be able to support a family, so that's okay.
There is data to support the focus on earning a college degree. On average, workers with a degree make more than those without. But Kate Kramer says demand for skilled workers is growing. She's deputy director of Advanced CTE. It's a national advocacy group for career and technical education programs like the one in Springfield.
The workforce and the labor force is changing so rapidly, and there are so many new opportunities and new sectors and new careers.
To help students find those new opportunities, the education system is trying to change too. Eugene Phillips is one example. He's studying computer networking at CACC, not to find a job right out of high school, but to help figure out which job is right for him.
So when I was younger, I've always been programming. I've always been messing around, taking like PlayStations apart and things like that. When I was in middle school, I built my computer and I still use it to this day.
The 18-year-old has already earned an industry-recognized certificate that would qualify him for some cybersecurity jobs. And those jobs continue to grow. Industry estimates put the number of needed workers at almost 2 million worldwide by 2022. But for Phillips, he's picked both technical training and college. He plans to get a bachelor's degree and maybe eventually a master's.
Having that degree will open up doors for me that I don't have without a degree.
Kramer, with the National Advocacy Group, says it's key for high schools to present a variety of options.
The shift that needs to happen is, why are you going to college? How does that fit into your career pathway? Which program actually makes sense for you? And making the most of that. So going to post-secondary with an informed as an informed decision, not just defaulting into it.
As parents and students think about what comes after high school, she says discussions need to include all the options, not just college. I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.